The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello,
ladies.
11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
All right, this is going to be a very visual 15-Minute Morning Show today, courtesy of Scotty B. And Tattoo Bob, right? Scotty?
Yes.
Yes, wait,
I just opened his package.
When you said courtesy of Scotty B, the wrong thing went through my mind.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I feel so bad for the people that are listening to this podcast and not seeing it. Because they're not going to...
Let's do a good job of describing then.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that... We'll have to each take turns describing ourselves or... The particular
everybody
picture?
Else should describe everybody, you know, like Nate, you should just describe Danielle. Gandhi, you should just describe Scary.
What are we
Scotty
so
doing? Scotty, why are you vomiting? Say,
Scotty, why are you puking?
Because there's a hair in between two of the pages.
Was it short and curly?
I mean, why am I sweating? No, it's not short and curly. It's just it's a hair.
You think it's Tattoo Bob's hair?
It's just a hair. It could be one of yours.
No, it's not.
He's such a spaz.
It's on the Sam picture.
Why are you choking now?
I don't know. My pits are sweating, everything. I got problems.
You really do. I don't know, man.
Okay, some of these pictures you guys have seen before, but there are some new ones here.
Okay, cool. So these are all courtesy of our friend Tattoo Bob, right? Who has drawn pictures of us before.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is the new round.
Yeah.
He was one of the
He does live drawings all the time of our listeners, and he has. I was talking to him the other day. He has made so many friends with so many of our listeners, and it's just so cool what this show's actually been able to do for him, because he loves art and he's been able to do it now because of us, and I love that.
Yeah, most of these pictures are the pictures that we saw the first time he drew them, and he just added a few more here and there. Oh, okay. So,
and by the way, he is at TattooBobTV on Instagram. If you want to get in touch with him, send him a DM. I'm sure he'll do a nice rendition of what you look like.
Mm-hmm. Well, then let's start with Skiri. I know, I'm pretty sure you've seen this one before. There you are.
Wait, that looks new.
Now, how do you describe that? I look like, you know what? I look like that.
Skeletal.
That,
you look very skeletal.
I look like the face of Asbury scary. Park in Coney Island. Tilly, you know that clowny looking friggin' weird guy?
And if you don't know what that looks like,
how do people even know what that looks
vampire.
Like?
Vampire. You look like a
little
vampire.
A little Dracula-esque, like the widow's peak is very pronounced, and then your teeth look frightening.
What did it say around my word? What does the word say?
It said, you're ad here, because
you're
he knows you're a sellout. That's
you get a camera,
did.
You get a camera from your commercial.
Yeah. And you also have quite the mono brow in the picture. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Gandhi, yours is next. I've seen this one before, but let's say you look like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, for sure.
Michael Jackson.
That I do look like hair. Michael Jackson.
100% Michael Jackson.
A little bit like Cruella DeVille, too. Like smoking a long cigarette that I believe is supposed to be a joint. Is that what that is?
Yes.
I'm into it. Okay, cool.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
I didn't see it the first time. Okay. Yeah.
Here's the Nate.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's from the infamous buried at the beach picture.
Yeah, that was from the... I went with Scotty B and his family to the beach, and he buried me in the sand.
No offense. Yeah. That doesn't look a fucking thing like Nate.
Thank you. You know what? It looks like the logo for the coronavirus.
But I don't think it's a caricature, so is it supposed to look like that?
I look like a decapitated head in a pile of vomit.
It looks like your head is popping out of a sandwich. Like there's
Danielle
a foot-long sandwich and then your face.
Danielle said Bob was into art. I don't know what this has to do with art.
You know, it's kind of like when you're walking down Broadway and they display these really beautiful caricatures, and then you sit down, and then this is what you get.
You know? Wait, who is that? That is Scotty, that's a good one.
Well, because you covered my whole face.
Yeah.
You got your eyes.
But you really need a do-over on that.
I mean, anybody could have drawn
that. Like, if Scotty was left to himself, I think that's how he would walk around all the time. Like, you just saw what happened when there was a hair on a piece of paper. Yeah. He acted like he was about to melt.
Well, no,
I think he would walk like that.
Scotty was just telling me this past weekend he was recognized while in his mask.
Really?
Yeah, it was really weird. I was at the ShopRite in Stanhope, New Jersey, loading up the truck. I had just done an Instacart. And all of a sudden, from across the parking lot, I hear, Scotty B.? And I just said, all I said was, how? I mean, I look like this, and I'm in New Jersey.
Did you have a coupon stuck to your shoe?
She's like, well, I thought maybe I worked with you. I wasn't sure, and then I was able to place it.
You weren't wearing your hat that said, I'm Scotty B.
I walked into a New Jersey bar. I walked into a New Jersey bar where Danielle lives on Friday night like this.
Over your eyes.
And the girl goes, Scary Jones. And I'm like, how the hell do you know what the fuck I look like? I have a fucking mask on my face.
Guys, this is a game. This is a unibrow. On Netflix.
How do you recognize me from this?
The one eyebrow.
The widow's peak. The very pronounced widow's peak.
The widow's peak.
Anyway, she was lovely.
Wait, were you running at all, Scary? Maybe they recognized you.
Wait, hold on.
He was out of breath from going up the first step.
The finger.
We are such assholes.
Okay, what else you got, Scotty?
Right, shall we move on? All right, so you've all seen the froggy one.
God.
Froggy's got a cone head.
An
egghead.
But now,
fucking Humpty Dumpty.
By the way, that looks like a South Park character,
right?
Oh, Mr. Garrison.
And by the way, thanks to the Atlantic Eye Institute, I got LASIK. So you know what? I don't have glasses.
Yeah, because that's the problem with the picture, the glasses.
Oh, the dog. That's cute.
Hold on, Rex. Rex is much. The black dog's much cuter than that.
That's cute, though. That's
those
cute.
Are like the closest to any of us that the drawings have been
is.
So
it looks
far.
Like a muskrat.
Except for Nate. Nate's was dead on.
Now, this one we haven't seen before. This one is new. This is of Elvis dead on the slate for Law & Order.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's actually... Mariska Hargitay is...
That's really good.
Elvis' hair looks like Beavis or Butthead. I don't know which one it is, but Elvis' hair looks like that.
Ice-T looks like a completely different race.
It really looks like George Lopez. He looks like George Lopez. Yeah.
And you saw that one before. That's when Elvis was dressed up there.
Yeah.
Isn't that Danielle?
That's no. Oh. If I'm a blonde.
And here's Max and Ollie.
Aww.
That's
great. That's pretty good, too. That's actually a good one.
All right, so he's
we
a
should
dog
hang
artist.
That up, Scotty.
Yeah, I'll put this
yeah,
one up in the
green room.
He's definitely
a dog artist.
I'll put
his
it in the green room that nobody
animals.
Goes into.
Okay.
Strength is animals.
What else we got?
Not
now,
people.
Here's a new one that we haven't seen before. This is Sam.
Oh. Well, that looks like Michael Jackson as well.
Like little Betty Boop action.
Hey, Scotty, put it back. Yes. Her
Scotty,
dog
if you have
like,
somebody new, don't me, tell us who it is.
Somebody help me.
To figure it out.
Okay. Somebody help me. Get me out of here. Rescue me. That's what the dog
this
looks
one.
Like.
This one's great.
Oh, Brody. That's
oh,
Brody.
That's ridiculous.
And it says Brody
oh,
on it again.
You wrote Brody.
It's Brody.
Yeah, Brody.
Brody, do you have beef with Tattoo Bob? What is this about?
I do, yeah.
He wanted a redo. Wait, no, you asked him for a redo.
No,
I
said I didn't like the first one. I didn't ask him to do another one.
But in his mind, if he didn't like the first one, he's going to do it again.
He wants another one.
No, we're good, Bob. We're good.
Wait. So you think any of us love our first ones?
No. Hey, Bob, third time's
a charm. At least you look like Michael Jackson. That's somebody famous.
Hey, wait. Put up Brody's again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That's
who's that? Danielle?
First of all, Danielle
mine looks like
looks
I just lost a bar
very
fight.
Very accurate.
Yeah.
That is my. I look like that?
Oh, her face. I mean, it's kind of pretty.
No.
It's Scary's eyebrows.
Doesn't look like that.
I only knew it was me because I wore dress. That dress. I know that dress.
Mm-hmm. And compared to other
hey,
characters.
Hey, wait, Scotty. Yes, Scotty. Put up Brody's again.
Okay.
You mean Brody?
Brody.
Wait. And then.
So I figured it out. You're the bug guy from Men in Black.
Oh my God. That is what that looks like.
My nice. Favorite is he puts a black t-shirt under a button-down shirt.
Okay, unibrow.
Here we go.
Oh, is that Diggy and Fred?
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty good.
That's cute. That's... Is Fred a police officer?
It looks nothing like Fred, but
wait,
Diggy's
is Fred
okay.
on the left or the right?
Fred is the orange tabby. There
okay.
he is.
Actually, those are pretty good. I think
Diggy
you're right.
Is
I think
good.
Animals,
Diggy's
he
good.
Does well.
That's a Yankees hat.
Oh, that's a Yankee
oh.
hat?
I thought okay. it was a do-rag.
Like oh, a police on. Beret.
Here's another animal.
It's Tonka.
Tonka.
That's wow. very good.
I thought that great. Was Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
I thought that was scary.
Well. Oh, that's me and Sheldon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, that's Sheldon? That looks
Sheldon
like Elvis.
Sheldon was
like
a grandpa.
Like a long time ago.
No, what you look like you're retaining a lot of water in that
the
picture.
The two guys
there,
from South Park, Terrence and Phillip.
Oh, now this is me when I dressed
Daniel
up in
again.
Halloween costume.
Wow.
How many drawings of Danielle has this guy done?
Oh, well.
I like it.
Well, Froggy, technically none.
Okay. That
Uncle
looks
Johnny.
Good. That's Uncle Johnny.
Looks, that's
that
Uncle
looks
Johnny.
He looks like Ron Roddy from The Price is Right.
Okay. Yeah. Looks like Uncle Johnny, yeah, except that's Sam.
He's like, Uncle Johnny, come on down.
Right.
Did you carry Uncle Johnny?
This one's great. There's
Who's that?
Who's that?
Garrett. That's Garrett.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
name's
like
right
Garrett.
There.
You look like the Joker.
Yeah.
It punched in the eye,
I'm sorry, that does not look like Garrett at all.
Jared Leto's the Joker. It's not very good.
I think. Oh, and there's the Brooklyn Boys. Other than that, I think we got everybody.
Oh, God. That's
Brody, where's your neck?
Why do you have a tail?
Bro, he looks like Slimer.
I don't know which one's worse.
Yeah. You know he does.
I feel
that's
like
so
Tattoo
stupid.
Bob
he
goes...
Does look
wait, Tattoo Bob goes out of his way to take our worst features about us and accentuate them.
That's ours.
Isn't
that
what
that's
a Slimer is? There's no Slimer.
Oh, and there's the Alex one that we all love.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's a good
why
one.
Is this, wait, why is this dick? One ass cheek like three sizes as high like, as other ass cheek?
You never noticed that about side. Alex?
No.
That's everything. Wait, for some reason, he threw in a Greg T.
Oh,
oh
yeah. That was actually accurate.
That's
actually,
that actually is that, that's
looks
not bad.
More like T.
That
is
looks
that
like
his new dog?
Greg T when he's
yeah.
80.
Huh. And that's it.
Right. Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
how
so
long do we have left in this?
Wow, we still have another 4 minutes left to insult the shit out of each other.
So do you guys want me to send them
burn
to
them?
You? Or?
Yeah, I want mine.
I want mine. Okay. I want mine.
I want mine hanging up in my office.
No, I don't
burn
want mine.
Why? You guys
hang
are bummers.
In my office.
Should we all keep picking on each other and actually vote on who the creepiest person on the show is? Because I have a different vote than everyone else.
Yeah,
has.
Because hold on a second. Scary said me. Scary, you honestly, and all joking aside, you think I'm creepier than you are?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. I feel better
just
now.
For the record, I'm not creepy. No. I'm interesting.
No. You cut a hole in a bear. I don't care how old you were.
Teddy bear would disagree with you.
I was a kid.
I was 11 once. I never cut a hole and fucked a bear.
If I did it now,
okay, hold on,
it'd be
Scotty,
creepy.
Scotty. Everybody in this room was 11 at one time. Nate, did you ever cut a hole and bang a bear?
No.
Did you rub up against a couch? You did something like that. I never did anything.
Rub up against
a couch. I discovered the jets on a pool, and I was like, oh,
yeah,
that could be fun.
Okay, but that's
I didn't
not,
cut a hole in a teddy bear, though.
Right.
Don't tell my parents, by the way, but I also discovered the jets in their pool when I was young, too. I unscrewed the cap on that thing. And
oh, damn.
You used to put your wiener in the jet?
Yeah.
You know, there's a guy in Florida, by the way. This is not a made-up story. His dick got stuck in the pool jet. No, and he had to call the police to get him out of it. He had to call the fire department.
Did you ever get caught, Scotty?
Well, that might be where my fear of people putting their penis in things comes from. I don't know.
Scotty, some of these stories you should keep to yourself. I'm just
why it makes for great radio.
No, please don't. I know.
No, here's the thing. Scotty thinks like, that's actually Scotty, though. You know, we amplify and we embellish a lot of our stories and the things that are weird about us, but Scotty's are real. In fact, I think you actually tone a lot of that stuff down.
Well, these are all, just remember, these are all past stories. I'm very normal now.
Oh. You still did it all.
I don't think anyone would agree with that.
Scotty, what's the weirdest thing have you done recently? Like, what do you think is the weirdest, the closest thing to weird?
I don't do weird stuff anymore. I just tell you stories from yesteryear.
What about the Alpo story? That's weird.
All right, I'm not telling that here, but I was young. I was probably 10 years old, babysitting my neighbor's dog.
So between 10 and 11, the Alpo and the hole in the bear. Wow, things were not going well, Scotty. You really cleaned up.
I was just trying to see what worked.
Okay.
Scotty, now everyone's going to vote for you. I was trying to get this vote in before you told all of your stories.
And this yesteryear is bullshit because just the other day you took out of here 96 beer cans to empty at your house to get...
No. I gave them to my dad. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you one of those ones that still like return all the cans and stuff for 5 cents?
First of all, hold on. And in my defense, in New York, when you buy water and soda, you pay a nickel for it. So I'm not just going to throw them out. I want my nickel back. Yeah, I know. Great band. But let me tell you something cool. And I'm going to sound like a really cheap ass here. I was in New Jersey yesterday, and they had cases of water that were returnable. But in Jersey, they don't charge you the nickel. So I made like $4 on 3 cases of water yesterday. That was cool.
Wow. I just think it's good that you're recycling. I think that's the good part.
Yes,
thanks, Scotty, for doing your part.
That's why I do it.
Right, Gandhi, we've got like 30 seconds left, so who do you think is the weirdo?
Oh, I think, okay, so my vote was for Garrett. I think Garrett's the creepiest because we all know that Garrett will record you when you don't know he's recording, and then he'll turn that audio over so that you get in trouble. So I say Garrett.
You know how many times throughout the morning that I say, Garrett's such a fucking asshole, and I know he's listening.
Well, because you are a dick. Here's why you're a dick. I'll explain why you're a dick. Because like, when Danielle's doing something, you'll be like, oh, Garrett really messed up. When I didn't, but you don't think I'm there, so you're talking behind my back, hence why you're a dick.
No. I know you're there.
What?
I know you're. We just pretend that you're always listening because you are.
If we blame you for whatever reason, Garrett, we'll just go into the microphone. You hear that, Garrett? You hear that? You know?
But no, see, I caught Scotty because I texted him.
Yeah,
I go, hey,
text
Dick.
2 seconds later, I didn't do that, asshole.
And then he feels dumb because he knows I caught him. So
no,
that's why he's a dick.
I don't feel dumb. I know you're always listening somehow because you're a creeper.
Right.
Oh my God!
Go
you're
fuck
like
a bear. Go fuck a bear.
You're
go
like
fuck
me
a bear.
When I put the microphone in the tampon aisle. That's you now.
Why did you do that?
What time, everybody?
Oh my God! This
talks
is
right,
we're out of time.
On the air.
Tomorrow.
Bye bye, everybody.
Bye.
We wanted to know everyone else's vote. Damn it!
It's Scotty.
The 15-minute morning show.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, We've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.